The Kamala campaign just put out this pathetic and cringe ad featuring a voiceover from actress Julia Roberts because they know that their voter base is so dumb that celebrities know what's best. And it encourages women to secretly vote for Kamala while leading their husbands to believe that they're voting for Donald Trump. But in fact, things may actually work out the exact opposite of what they hope.
Your turn, honey.
In the one place in America where women still have a right to choose.
Notice they're all decked out in American flags, trying to portray themselves as if Democrats care about the flag when they want American symbols banned and the Bill of Rights repealed.
You can vote any way you want. And no one will ever know.
Did you make the right choice?
Sure did, honey.
Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth. Vote Harris Walz.
Actually, it's probably men who tragically married the wrong women, oftentimes because they didn't properly pre-screen them to make sure that their interests, values, and goals were in alignment either before or on the very first date, who then ultimately get stuck in a relationship that leads to their pending doom, who are going to be the ones who secretly vote for Donald Trump because happy wife, happy life. They don't want to hear their nagging wife complain about who they voted for the rest of their lives. And so they're going to be the ones who actually go to the booth and then vote for Donald Trump and then tell their wives, oh, of course, honey, it was Kamala. And speaking of the Kamala campaign's ads, they just put out this one last night, which takes Donald Trump completely out of context and then tries to portray him as making the statement about abortion.
They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say. I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. 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 Whether the women like it or not.
Here's what he actually said in the full context, where he was discussing how some of his advisors said that he shouldn't be talking about how he is going to protect women because that might ostracize some of the crazy cat ladies out there, the lunatic feminists who are going to feel that that is sexist.
They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to protect them from migrants coming in. I'm going to protect them from foreign countries that want to hit us with missiles and lots of other things. Remember,
he's going to protect them from having men go into their locker rooms. The reason he's wearing the orange vest, you probably heard, he held a press conference from a garbage truck yesterday, which was so brilliant that CNN couldn't even help themselves and cut into their regularly scheduled programming to carry the entire press conference live. Of course, when the liberal media found out what that press conference was all about, they had a complete meltdown.
He landed in Green Bay just a short time ago and then pulled this campaign stunt, speaking to reporters from a garbage truck. Proof that he and his supporters are giving no grace to a gaffe by President Biden, where he, in his explanation, inadvertently called Trump supporters garbage.
Oh, it was just a gaffe. He inadvertently called us garbage. He would never say such a derogatory remark about half of the country or those who support his opponent, right? They just have been calling us Nazis for the last week. MSNBC is saying that old Joe has a stutter and he didn't really mean it.
Also, it's important to know that the president always has that battle against stuttering, and that seemed to be apparent in this as well. And clearly this...
Clearly, it's not a stutter. It's his rapidly and severely declined mental faculties. Him holding the press conference from inside the garbage truck was absolutely brilliant because it forced the media to cover it and show these fantastic visuals. And anybody who didn't hear about old Joe's comments surely is going to start wondering, why is Donald Trump driving in a garbage truck?
You can see Donald Trump tonight. He was in Battleground, Wisconsin, in a Trump campaign-branded garbage truck as he wore an orange vest.
Yes, he did. And this is a guy who looks completely at home in the truck. And he liked the vest so much, he wore it to the rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, shortly after. He even did a little dance on stage. How can you not find this man relatable and absolutely hilarious? And some of the liberal twits on social media are mocking Donald Trump for having a slightly difficult time getting into the truck, because I may remind you, he is 78 years old. And this wasn't just an ordinary garbage truck. This is like a supersized industrial garbage truck. Here he is at the Green Bay rally explaining how the stunts came to be and saying how he was a little concerned when the truck was so huge.
So look, so the first stair is like up here. I'm saying, So I had the adrenaline going and I made it. For the past 9 years, Kamala and her party have called us racists, bigots, fascists, deplorables, irredeemables, Nazis, and they called me Hitler. They bullied you. They've demonized us. They've censored us. They've deplatformed us. And they weaponized the power of our own government against all of us. They've taken your money. They've thrown open your borders to criminals and terrorists. They've flooded your towns with deadly drugs and death. They're incompetent people. They've given your jobs to illegal migrants and sent our blood and treasure to fight in stupid foreign wars where the countries don't even know who we are and where we've never heard of the country. This Tuesday is your chance to stand up and declare you are not going to take it anymore. Six days from now, we can turn the page forever on this failed and corrupt administration. It's a corrupt administration, you do know that. We can declare once and for all that we are done with their hatred. We're done with their hysteria. We're done with their hoaxing, lying, cheating, scheming, plundering, and stealing. Oh, they steal.
Joe Biden calling us all garbage 1 week before an election may go down in history as the biggest political blunder ever. It's not that it's going to cause Democrats to come over and vote for Donald Trump. What it's going to do is motivate Trump supporters who maybe have been a little bit too lazy to not actually go to the polls or not even fill out their ballot and put it off. And then all of a sudden election day comes and they can't find it. It's buried under a pile of mail on the kitchen table. It's going to motivate people to actually get out and vote. And I'll say this because I'm not a politician and I'm not politically correct. If you don't vote for Donald Trump, you are garbage. Actually, on second thought, it may be the second biggest blunder in political history. Hopefully, the biggest blunder will be the Democrat strategy of calling Donald Trump Adolf Hitler as the October surprise and labeling all of his supporters as neo-Nazis. We have to vote. Donald Trump has to win to send Operation Mockingbird and the Marxist Democrats a loud and clear message that we have had enough. Some in the liberal media are even starting to wonder if this was a terrible mistake.
You are promising to bring people together. Even people you disagree with, you say, will have a seat at the table. How do you convince Trump supporters of that, though, when you're calling their candidate a would-be dictator, a petty tyrant?
In saying that they're attending Nazi rallies, yeah.
I am talking to everyone as...
Look at her. She's freaked out. She knows that the propaganda is not working. Or at least, hopefully, it's not working. We'll find out next week. Surprisingly, someone that it's not working on is Anna Kasparian, Chunk Uyghur's sidekick, the co-host over at the Young Turks, who made this rather lengthy Twitter post saying that Donald Trump is not a fascist and that it's weird to label a guy who brags about not starting any new wars that, and he also passed criminal justice reform and personally pardoned black inmates who were serving life sentences for drug crimes who Obama was unwilling to pardon. And she's upset that people are calling her the bleeping stupid one. The word garbage is going to dominate the headlines from now until election day because this story is not going to go away. Here is White House troll cringe Jean-Pierre lying about what old Joe said.
Why is he using that kind of rhetoric? How is that presidential?
So a couple of things. So just to clarify, he was not calling Trump supporters garbage, which is why he put out. This is why he wanted to make sure that we put out a statement that clarified what he meant and what he was trying to say. And
so, again, think of how ridiculous it is that they are denying that he would call Trump supporters garbage when they've all been calling us Nazis for, well, I mean, 24/7 for the last week, but really on and off for 8 years. Excuse me, CNN pollster, would you like to share some bad news with the regular CNN viewers? Which, of course, means great news to us normal people.
Numbers. They have been gaining in party registration versus the Democrats in the
Republicans
swing states with party registration. We're talking Arizona. I think it's a 5-point. They've expanded their lead from 5 points from where it was back in 2020. How about Nevada? Big Republican registrations there. They like the early vote. How about North Carolina? Big Republican registration gains. How about Pennsylvania? We spoke about it before a few months ago. Big Republican party registration gains versus where they were 4 years ago. So Republicans are.
Look at how upset the other guy is.
So Republicans are putting more Republicans in the electorate. The Democratic number versus the Republican number has shrunk. And so the bottom line is, if Republicans win come next week, Donald Trump wins comes next week, the signs all along will have been obvious. We would look at the right direction being very low, Joe Biden's approval rating being very low, and Republicans really registering numbers. You can't say you weren't warned.
He couldn't make it through the segment without spewing his liberal bias and trying to warn the CNN viewers that if they don't get out and vote, then Donald Trump will win. And if you do vote for Donald Trump, either on Election Day on Tuesday or mail in your ballot or go drop it off at one of the locations today or this weekend, then Donald Trump can and will win. In this election, it's not about which candidate the American people generally favor. It's pretty much split down the middle. At this point, it's about who actually will get out and vote for their candidate. Instead of just saying they like someone, instead of feeling that they like someone, you have to vote for someone. Vote for Donald Trump and do it now. And subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis. Thanks for all your support. Stay tuned and I will see you soon.